We're looking at Mark 10 tonight. Mark 10, verses 13 to 16. This can be found in your pew Bibles on page 822. Mark 10, beginning to read at verse 13. People were bringing little children to Jesus in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And Jesus took them up in his arms, laid his hand on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. The town where I grew up had a great public library, and as a kid, it was one of my favorite places to go because there was this wonderful carousel that was built into the children's section. And on the side, there would be an animal, but inside, behind the animal, there was this perfect little desk. It was kind of slanted up, and you could put your desk book on there, and you could sit, and you could read, and it was quiet. Yeah, I was a nerd even as a child. I'm just going to own that, okay? I just loved this. This was like the children's area. But another reason why I loved the children's area is because I wasn't allowed in the other area. You see, in this library, there was this kind of upper area, this upper room, kind of like a big loft, and there was a fence around it, and you could see the books that were up there, and there were big comfy chairs, and there was a stairwell that was leading up to it, but at the bottom of the stairwell was a plaque that said, "Adults only." And if you were a little child, and you happened to just kind of wander into the general area of the bottom of the stairwell, let me tell you. Picture with me your most stereotypical librarian, and no offense, but you know what I'm talking about. Those of you future librarians, parents were librarians, love. Picture this. Over 60, white woman, kind of dumpy, twin set, sweater set, glasses on a chain. Are you with me? Are you with me? All right? Yes. Okay. So, little kid wanders over, glasses on a chain, marches over to you, and this is what she would say. "This is the adult section. The children's section is over there." You only made that mistake once. "This is the adult section. The children's section is over there." In this little story in the Gospel of Matthew, the disciples are the nasty librarians. "This is the adult section." People are bringing babies to Jesus. Babies and little kids. They're bringing them to Jesus. "Oh, come on, honey. Come on up. Yeah, okay. Stand right there. Okay. Yeah. Could we see Jesus?" "No." "No. Of course you can't see Jesus. You're like young parents with kids, and I mean, that one's leaking or something." "No, you can't see Jesus. Come on. This is serious business here. This is serious work we're doing back in here. This is the adult section. The children's section is over there." "Oh, synagogue leader. Yes, of course, right? There you go. We don't have time for you people. We don't have space for you. There are enough wipes in the world for all of you people." "Oh, Mr. Centurion, of course. Your table's right at the back. There you go. Come again. We don't have time for people like you. Don't you know that one of the rabbis has said that mid-morning wine and chattering children are things that destroy a scholar? You can't destroy our scholar. He's a teacher. He's a miracle worker. This is serious business. The kingdom of God is a movement. We don't have time for you. The kingdom of God is a movement. This is serious business. I mean, synagogue leader? Yeah. He can help us out, build relationships with the town. Makes all the sense in the world. Centurion? Of course. He can help us with Rome, work things out until, you know, we overthrow them and everything. But still, helpful. We need to let people in the movement who are competent, who can raise funds, who can plot strategy. We let some little kid in there. What are they going to do? Govern a province when we take it over? I don't think so. They're going to help us with the fundraising? No. The kingdom of God is a movement. It's a movement that demands the best and the brightest. It's a movement that demands the competent and the strong. It's a movement that demands those who have power and high places, money, status. The kingdom of God is a movement. The kingdom of God is a movement. And you know who's in it? People who are agents of renewal. People who have minds in the making. People who are transforming lives and communities worldwide. That's who we want in this movement, the best and the brightest. You have a 3.3? I don't think so. You got a 20 on the ACT? Are you kidding me? This is a movement for the best and the brightest. 4.0 students, please step to the front of the line. Excellent. You got a 3.5? Can you, like, sing or something? All right, we'll let you in. You don't even know what your major is? Are you kidding me? The children's section is over there. This is a movement for the best and the brightest. The kingdom of God is a movement. We don't have time for your little games. We don't have time for your weaknesses. We don't have time for anybody who's not competent, strong, committed. This is the adult section. The children's section is over there. There's only one problem with this whole kingdom of God as a movement thing. Jesus hates it. Jesus, Mark tells us, is indignant at what the disciples are doing. He's indignant. And he's indignant not only because they're being rude to people, but if you still have your Bibles open, turn back from Mark 10, one page, to Mark 9, verse 33. One page. Mark 9, 33. Then they, that is the disciples and Jesus, came to Capernaum, and when Jesus was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent. For on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among him. And taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." Whoever wants to be first must be last. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. Jesus was indignant. I just taught you this. I just taught you this. It's like a little kid. Don't put your fingers on the, don't put your fingers on the glass. I just taught you this. He's indignant. I just taught you this. Let the little children come to me. Let them through. Let them come. Let them come here. And then this is what Jesus does. Oh, hi. How are you today? Yes. Well, hello. Yes, hello. You have a loose tooth. I see that. That's adorable. Oh, and that's your mom. Mm-hmm. And she has your little sister. And what's your little sister's name? Elizabeth. Okay. Thanks. Yes, I love your new haircut. It's very cute. Oh, you have a sore toe? I'll fix that in just a minute. It's so good to be with you. How are you? Yes. Good. Thank you. It's good to see you too. There's no place else he needs to go. There's nothing else he needs to do. There's no one more important. Jesus gives to the children his time, his touch, and his blessing. His time, his touch, his blessing. And Mark is explicit in the words that he uses here. The touch of Jesus isn't this. The touch of Jesus is this. And the blessing of Jesus isn't this. The word that Mark uses for blessing is he thoroughly blessed them. The kingdom of God is not a movement. The kingdom of God is a gift. In the 5 weeks before spring break, we talked a lot about faith and doubt. And we were challenged to think hard about what we believed and why we believed it. We were challenged to examine the claims of Jesus, to look at how he reaches out, to be bold in our faith and in our doubts. And it could be so tempting to think that if we just work a little harder, we're going to get this kingdom thing. If I just study a little bit more, I can get an A in kingdom. And it can be so tempting when so much of our lives are evaluated on a point system or with a letter grade to think that faith works that way too. But the kingdom of God is not a movement, and it's not a course you take. The kingdom of God is a gift. And it's usually seen in moments where somebody takes the time to be with somebody who usually doesn't get time, or reaches out to touch somebody who hasn't been touched in a while, or praise words of blessing on someone who's desperate for them. I lead a faculty women's Bible study on Thursdays over the lunch hour, and we were talking this week about spring breaks and work, and And one of the people in my Bible study, who is an achiever, an all-star, she's somebody you want on the committees of the college because she will get the work done. She is somebody who is an administrator. She's got skills. She's a great teacher. She, like, does it all. She spent the week with her mom, who has Parkinson's. She bathed her. She fed her. She changed her Depends. And she said to me the first day, I kept thinking, there's something more important that I need to be doing. There's something, oh, I'm getting behind. I'm getting behind at the office. And she said, the more time I spent with my mom, and the more I touched her, and the more I prayed with and for her, I knew that this was the holiest thing I could do. The kingdom of God is a gift. And Jesus gives it to us. And so sit. Close your eyes. You're in the lap of Jesus. There's no place else he'd rather be. There's nothing else he has to do. He's holding you. He's touching you. He's blessing you. For the kingdom of God is not a movement. The kingdom of God is a gift. So open your eyes. Because Jesus wants you to remember that it's not the competent, the four-point, the strong, the bright, the smart. Jesus comes and sits with those who have no worth. Jesus comes and sits with us when we feel we have no worth. When we mark all the things that we aren't doing well. When we think of all the things we've done to disappoint him, Jesus comes and sits and gives you his time and his touch and his blessing. Because the kingdom of God is not a movement. The kingdom of God is a gift. And the kingdom of God is among us.